as we do every week, we turn to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams for a pre-release peek at the Sunday political talk shows. You know our motto, 3 minutes with us, save yourself 3 hours Sunday morning. Good to talk to you again, Juan.
Always good to be with you, Alex. Yes, this is going to be a preview review of the movie version of the Sunday shows.
Okay. Big news of the week, the lead, the big show. The United States is asking the United Nations for help in Iraq. The talk shows are going to be talking about this. Who's going to be on, and what are they going to say?
The White House is going to put out people such as Secretary of State Powell, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, basically to speak to the issue of why the U.S. has finally decided to go to the U.N. to get support for having added troops and maybe even added money to work with in Iraq. Until now, as you know, the Bush administration has been stalwart in saying that they don't want any other involvement and they were going to retain all authority and control over post-war Iraq. But with things getting a little bit out of control there, I think they clearly feel that it's now is the time. But in terms of domestic American consumption on Sunday morning, they want to send the message that even though the UN is going to play a greater role, the bottom line still stands with the U.S., and especially with U.S. military commanders, that no American military personnel will be under the command of anybody but the United States.
And that's what they'll be saying. But it's going to be a little awkward, especially for the two people you mentioned, the Secretary of State, Mr. Powell, and the National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice. Very awkward all year long.
All year long, Alex. Exactly right. You know, one of the problems has been that, of course, they wanted to get the United Nations involved early on. They wanted the Security Council to vote to support the decision to go into Iraq. And then, of course, they couldn't quite get that. And now for them to go back to the UN really is a little bit of tucking their tails between their legs, not only in terms of the appeal to some of the foreign governments involved, but especially, I think, in terms of the domestic political audience here in the United States.
Which is also wondering right now this week, Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, how many Americans are going to stay over there and how much is it going to cost?
Well, that's the big question already. We've heard from Ambassador Paul Bremer, President Bush's envoy to Iraq, that it could be up in the neighborhood of $500 billion. I mean, it's an unbelievable amount of money, Alex. And, of course, this comes at a time when, according to the polls, the economy is now the number one concern. So there's a lot of turbulence in terms of the American public right now, and I think you're going to see some of that play out on the Sunday shows.
All right, enough on Iraq, both the foreign and domestic aspects of it. This is the first weekend after Labor Day, and who cares if the presidential election isn't till next year? We're already politicking, aren't we?
Oh, we are politicking intensely, Alex. John Kerry has announced his campaign. You're going to see Senator John Edwards of North Carolina announce his campaign. Wesley Clark, the former general, is on the verge of making a decision to go or to not go. He says he's going to do so within the next 2 weeks.
You talked to General Clark this morning on Morning Edition. We heard that interview. This is an excerpt that we got from Morning Edition, a part that was not broadcast this morning. You'd asked the general about the significance of his military background. Here he is.
I think that the American people are going to be looking in future candidacies for candidates who can handle the full range of the responsibilities of the presidency of the United States. He's a national leader. He's an international leader. And foremost among his responsibilities is to maintain the security of the United States of America.
Alex, I think it's key here to understand that the general is of the opinion that for the American voters right now, personal security equals national security. And that's something that no other Democrat can really advertise because no other Democrat has the experience as a NATO supreme commander, the man who really pushed Slobodan Milosevic out of Kosovo. So Clark is a unique character among the Democratic cast. Last week when Kerry announced his candidacy, he tried to boast of his own military background, having served in Vietnam, by making the announcement in front of the USS Constitution in South Carolina. But it really doesn't stack up when you bring a General Wesley Clark into the contest. In addition, I think Clark is going to present something of an interesting challenge for President Bush if he should win the nomination, because suddenly Bush's claim to be the man at the head of the Republican Party, which will protect you from any future terrorist attacks and the like, would be challenged by someone who can say, you know what, I have done my share of protecting America in the past and done so well.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, our guest on Day to Day on Fridays. Thanks, Juan.
Oh, you're welcome, Alex.